First, we have to talk about Crowley's win on Tuesday. Scott, how improbable was it to see a candidate drop out and then come back in less than a month and win the nomination?
Oh, it's something we haven't seen before. But, you know, David Crowley has a long record of delivering for the people of Wisconsin as the county executive of the largest county. He's cut property taxes. He's invested in small businesses. He's invested in community health. And he's invested in the things that really drive the economy and move things forward. So he's a formidable candidate against a very flawed candidate in Tom Tiffany, who has a 10-year record in the state legislature of making it harder for Wisconsinites. And he decided to go after to Congress on the next thing. And he spent 5 years making it harder for everybody else.
So, Bill, Tom Tiffany Republicans seemed very eager to face Francesca Hong. Will it be a shift for them to pivot to Crowley?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. But to the original question, I think it's unprecedented what happened on Tuesday night. I mean, we've never seen a candidate get out of the race and then get back into the race, get the sitting governor's endorsement. The sitting governor travels around the state with him and literally brings him across the finish line. It's for your poker players and poker enthusiasts that are watching this show, this is like a royal flush. For that to happen, every star had to line up perfectly, and I give Governor Evers credit. I mean, he leaned in to David Crowley and did everything he could. He put his legacy on the line, and it worked.